Support for the Morning News comes from the Homer Foundation. Spring is a busy season for community grantmaking on the Southern Kenai Peninsula. Scholarship committees meet, city grants are awarded, and the Homer Foundation's Youth Advisory Committee reviews proposals and recommends funding for youth-focused programs. Information about community grants, scholarships, and the Homer Foundation is available at homerfoundation.org. The Homer Foundation. Give. Grow. Grant.
It's Friday, May 22nd, 2026. I'm Simon Lopez with KBBI's Morning News. First up, a Kenai man allegedly beaten and arrested by two Alaska state troopers in a case of mistaken identity is now suing the city of Kenai and one of its police officers. KDLL's Ashlyn O'Hara has more.
Ben Tika's lawsuit, filed in state superior court on May 13th, follows criminal charges in a federal civil rights lawsuit filed against the two former troopers, Jason Woodruff and Joseph Miller Jr. The new state lawsuit names the city, Woodruff and Miller, as defendants, as well as Kenai police officer Chad Larson, who also responded to the call during which the beating allegedly occurred. Multiple cameras the officers wore captured Tika's 2024 arrest near Kenai's Dobbins Beck Park. A routine use of force investigation led the state to file criminal charges against Woodruff and Miller. The charges say they sicked a police dog on Tika, tased him multiple times, and that Miller kicked him in the head, among other alleged acts of violence. The troopers thought they were arresting Tika's cousin, who had an outstanding warrant for driving with a revoked license, according to the charges. The new state lawsuit seeks $900,000 in damages plus legal fees and alleges, among other things, excessive force by Woodruff and Miller, failure to intervene by Larson, false imprisonment, and intentional infliction of emotional distress. It also alleges an invasion of privacy by Woodruff, who the suit says showed a Wildwood Correctional Facility officer pictures or videos of Tika the night he was arrested. The lawsuit is the first time the city of Kenai and Larson have been named as defendants in legal action stemming from Tika's arrest. It alleges that Larson, quote, did nothing to intervene or prevent the attacks by Woodruff and Miller. It goes on to say the city breached its duty of care to Tika by failing to train Larson appropriately. On Tuesday, Kenai City Manager Terry Eubank said the Kenai Police Department did an internal investigation and found its officers, quote, acted appropriately and did not violate department policy or state law. According to Alaska's online court database, Miller and Woodruff do not have lawyers in the state civil case. Clint Campion is representing Woodruff in the other two cases and said Wednesday he had not been provided with any information about the civil suit filed more recently. Miller's attorney did not respond to a request for comment regarding the state civil suit. Miller and Woodruff were put on administrative leave following the use of force review, and state prosecutors charged each of them with one misdemeanor count of assault. A Kenai grand jury later upped those charges to felony assault. This weekend will mark 2 years since Tika's arrest. Both the criminal charges and the civil lawsuit describe alleged violent actions by Miller and Woodruff. The documents say law enforcement officers were dispatched to the park over an inquiry about public camping. Dispatchers thought the call had come from Tika's cousin, who they said was associated with the vehicle at the park. The charges describe Miller and Woodruff smashing in the car window, sicking the police dog on Tika as he exited the car, and tasing him repeatedly. The charges also say Miller kicked Tika in the head and stepped on Tika's head with his boot, and that Woodruff continued to command the police dog to attack Tika, even as he tried to comply with orders. According to the charges, none of the officers present during the arrest asked Tika for identification. The charges say they kept Tika detained even after learning, while taking Tika to a hospital, that they were arresting the wrong man. The troopers then charged Tika with assault in a criminal case the state later dropped. Tika's lawyer says the arrest left him with over $40,000 in medical expenses after he was treated for a fractured scapula, dog bites, extensive abrasions, and lacerations on his head and arm, among other injuries. The arrest prompted swift condemnation by the State Commissioner of Public Safety, who called the trooper's conduct unacceptable. As of Wednesday, Woodruff remained employed by the state, though he is not working in the field as a state trooper. Miller is no longer employed by the state, and, according to court documents, is living in the lower 48. The trooper dog, Olex, was also released from the department. The civil suit filed last week comes as Miller and Woodruff await trial in their state criminal and federal civil cases. Last year, Miller's attorney tried and failed to get his client's state criminal case dismissed. Woodruff and Miller have pleaded not guilty in both cases. Both trials are scheduled for October, with the state trial set to follow the federal civil rights trial. Miller and Woodruff are due in Kenai court in August for a hearing in the criminal case. Reporting in Soldotna, I'm Ashlyn O'Hara.
And in other news, the Alaska legislature kicked off a special session yesterday to continue working on tax cuts for the Alaska LNG project. Governor Mike Dunleavy called the special session on Tuesday after lawmakers didn't pass the bill he introduced in late March. Most of the activity in this special session will be in the House and Senate's finance committees. The House Finance Committee got right to work Thursday with a presentation from the Department of Revenue. Senators plan to kick off hearings next week on Wednesday. Whether lawmakers will be able to find a way forward is unclear. Dunleavy says the tax relief is essential to the project moving forward, but lawmakers are hesitant to give up billions of dollars in potential property tax revenue for a project they're not confident will lower energy costs or boost the state treasury. The special session comes a day after the regular legislative session adjourned. Lawmakers approved a $1,000 permanent fund dividend and a number of measures aimed at helping Alaskans and their communities deal with high oil prices. Those include a $200 energy relief payment to each PFD-eligible Alaskan, plus millions to help schools, local governments, and low-income families deal with the high cost of energy. Lawmakers also passed a variety of high-priority bills on the last day of the session, including student loan assistance for Alaska teachers, a wide-ranging crime bill, and a measure placing limits on campaign contributions in state elections. And that's it for this morning's news. You are listening to KBBI AM 890 in Homer, 88.1 FM in Seward, through translator K201AO, and online at kbbi.org. News tips and story ideas can be emailed to news@kbbi.org. This morning's newscast included a story from KDLL's Ashlyn O'Hara and Alaska Public Media's Eric Stone. Coming up this morning on KBBI at 9 a.m. is Slacktide, and at 1 p.m. Potluck with Dave Eckward. At 7 p.m., Faking Friday, hosted by David Snyder. At 9 p.m., Blues Etc. with J.O. There is still time for vendors to apply for this year's Concert on the Lawn, and we're looking for volunteers to help with the event. Volunteers will get free admission to the concert. Applications are available on our website, kbbi.org, and KBBI is also accepting submissions for art for this year's members' mug. You can find the rules and a template at kbbi.org. Listening, and good morning.